Recipes. This month's recipes have been contributed by members of the National Federation of the Blind of New York. Vegetarian Tortellini Supreme by Charlie Richardson. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Charlie Richardson. Charlie Richardson is from the Capital District chapter and has lived in Albany for 22 years. He has been in the New York Business Enterprise Program for the past 17 years and has served on the State Committee of Blind Vendors for the past 10 years and has been the chairman for the past 5 years. In 2007, Charlie was appointed by then-Governor Spitzer as a member and co-chairman of the Executive Board of the Commission for the Blind. A morning talk show DJ was recently quoted as saying, "When it comes to blindness issues, Charlie is the guy." Charlie attributes this respect to his affiliation and learning from the NFB. Ingredients: 1 pound cheese tortellini, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 3 cloves garlic, if you like garlic as much as we do, 1 half cup onion, chopped, 1 half cup green peppers, chopped, 1 quarter teaspoon black pepper, 1 quarter teaspoon salt, 1 small can sliced mushrooms, rinsed and drained, 1 8-ounce package frozen broccoli florets, thawed, 1 15-ounce can Italian stewed tomatoes, drained, 1 teaspoon dried basil, 1 half cup olive oil, grated Parmesan, optional. Method: cook tortellini in boiling water for 6 to 7 minutes. In large pan, sauté garlic in 2 tablespoons oil for about 30 seconds. Add onion, green peppers, salt, and black pepper. Sauté for an additional 3 to 5 minutes. Add mushrooms and broccoli. Cover and heat through. Mix tortellini, tomatoes, 1 half cup oil, and basil together, and stir into heated veggie mixture. Add more oil if desired. Serve topped with grated Parmesan. Aunt Mindy's New York Deviled Eggs by Mindy Jacobson. Mindy Jacobson is the wife of NFB of New York President Carl Jacobson and an active Federationist in her own right. She says, "My niece needed a recipe for a cookbook she put together to raise money for kids with cancer, and her friends seem to love this one." Ingredients: 2 dozen hard-boiled eggs, washed well, 1 large onion, diced, 1 small jar of gherkins pickles, diced, the juice from the jar of gherkins, 1 pound bacon, mayonnaise to taste, approximately half cup. Method: peel the hard-boiled eggs and cut them in half lengthwise. Carefully take the yolks out of the egg whites so that the halved whites remain in one piece with a concavity where the yolk half used to be. Place the yolk halves in a medium mixing bowl and the white halves in a larger one. Cook the bacon until it is crispy and then break it up into smaller than bite-sized pieces. One quick way to do this is to put the slices in a Ziploc bag, zip it completely, being sure to remove all the air. Then step on the bag. Either process or blend the yolks with the pickle juice, mayonnaise, diced pickles, onions, and bacon. The mixture should be smooth, just a little looser than paste, but not too liquidy. Fill the egg whites with the mixture, not just filling the hole, but completely covering up the top surface of the egg. Place the eggs on 2 trays and refrigerate them until you're ready to serve. Eat and enjoy. Pork Chop Slop by Carl Jacobson. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Carl Jacobson. Despite the popular mythology, Carl Jacobson assures us that he can find his way around the kitchen. If he couldn't, he would not have maintained his present girth, and his children would not have reached their majority. He says that his children gave the above name to this dish during their teenage years. While it may not present a 5-star appearance, it is filling, tasty, and inexpensive. Ingredients: 1 1/2 pounds boneless pork chops, 1 cup rice, uncooked, 1 can condensed cream of mushroom soup, 1 12-ounce can lima beans, caraway seeds. Method: grill pork chops in the stove or on a George Foreman grill. A periodic poke of a fork will determine when they are done. Slice the cooked pork chops into bite-sized pieces. Cook the rice using 2 cups of water to the 1 cup of rice. In a 1-gallon pot, place the uncooked rice, the cut-up pork, the lima beans, after draining, and the cream of mushroom soup. Fold the various ingredients together until well mixed. At this point, add enough caraway seeds to season to taste. I usually find that, when the mixture begins to smell like the seeds, enough are in the pot. Heat for about 5 minutes and serve. The whole process should take not more than 30 to 45 minutes. This will serve 4 average people or 2 of the more gluttonous variety. Peanut Butter Cookies Without Flour by Joyce Carrico. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Mindy Jacobson and Joyce Carrico examine an accessible microwave oven. Joyce Carrico is the secretary of the New York City chapter. Ingredients: 1 egg, 1 cup white sugar, 1 cup peanut butter. Method: mix the 3 ingredients together and drop onto cookie sheet. Press gently with a fork. Bake in preheated 350-degree oven for 10 minutes. Remove from oven and from sheet. Cookies are formed, but soft. When cool, store in a tightly covered container. This recipe makes 1 to 2 dozen cookies. Easy Baked Ziti, New York Style by Joyce Carrico. Ingredients: 1 pound ziti, uncooked, 3 to 4 quarts of water, 1 pound mozzarella cheese, grated, 2 tablespoons oil, 1 quart spaghetti sauce, with or without meat, 1/2 to 1 onion, finely chopped, 1 clove garlic, minced, Parmesan cheese, optional. Method: saute onion and garlic in oil, drain, cool, and add to sauce. Set aside. Bring water to a rolling boil in a 4 to 5 quart covered saucepan. Add ziti and cook until al dente or bouncy to the touch, no longer doughy to taste, approximately 15 to 20 minutes. Drain. Cover the bottom of a deep 9 by 13 baking pan with sauce. Alternate layers of ziti, mozzarella, and sauce, making sure that each layer is even and thick, particularly the cheese. Cover dish and bake at 350 degrees for 30 to 45 minutes, uncovering the pan for the last 8 to 10 minutes. The cheese should be thoroughly melted and blended. The top should not be allowed to get too crisp. Remove from oven, add Parmesan cheese if desired, and serve. Variations: you can alternate ricotta cheese in the layers similar to layers of lasagna. You can also add Parmesan cheese in the sauce as well if desired. Splenda Chocolate Chip Cookies by Julie Philipson. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Julie Philipson. Julie Philipson is from Buffalo. She is the affiliate secretary. Ingredients: 2/3 cup butter or margarine, softened. 2/3 cup brown sugar, firmly packed. 2/3 cup Splenda, no calorie sweetener, granulated. 2 teaspoons vanilla. 2 eggs. 1 1/2 cups all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon baking soda. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 1 cup semi-sweet chocolate chips. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Cream butter, brown sugar, Splenda, and vanilla together in a medium mixing bowl. Mix well until blended and creamy. Add eggs, one at a time, mixing well after each addition. Scrape sides of bowl. Add flour, baking soda, and salt. Mix until well blended. Stir in chocolate chips. Place level tablespoon of cookie dough on an ungreased baking sheet. Bake 10 to 12 minutes or until golden brown. Remove from oven and cool on a wire cooling rack. Peanut Butter Bites with Splenda by Julie Philipson. Ingredients: 1/4 cup margarine, softened, 1 cup creamy style peanut butter, 1/4 cup egg substitute, 2 tablespoons honey, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla, 1 cup Splenda, no calorie sweetener, granulated, 1 1/2 cups all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon salt. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Beat margarine and peanut butter in a large mixing bowl with an electric mixer until creamy, approximately 1 minute. Add egg substitute, honey, and vanilla. Beat on high speed for approximately 1 1/2 minutes. Add Splenda and beat on medium speed until well blended, approximately 30 seconds. Combine flour, baking soda, and salt in a small mixing bowl. Slowly add flour mixture to peanut butter mixture, beating on low speed until well blended, about 1 1/2 minutes. Mixture may be crumbly. Roll level tablespoons of dough into balls and drop onto a lightly oiled or parchment-lined cookie sheet, 2 inches apart. Flatten each ball with a fork, pressing a crisscross pattern into each cookie with the tines. Bake 7 to 9 minutes or until light brown around the edges. Cool on wire rack. Cheese Crisps by Charlene Zaja Kraft. Charlene Zaja Kraft is a member of the New York City chapter. Ingredients: 1 cup, 2 sticks, butter, 3 scant cups flour, 16 ounces extra sharp cheddar cheese, grated, 1/2 to 1 cup chopped pecans, cayenne pepper to taste. Method: in a food processor, combine cold butter, cut into pieces, with the flour until coarse crumbs form. Add grated cheddar cheese, then add nuts and cayenne pepper. Combine until just mixed, not too gooey. Divide into 4 balls. If you have difficulty working with them, wrap and refrigerate for about a half hour. Shape the first ball into a long roll. Cut 1/4-inch slices. Place on a lightly greased cookie sheet or foil-lined sheet. Repeat with other 3 balls. Bake in a preheated 350-degree oven for approximately 14 minutes. Let rest for 3 or 4 minutes before removing from cookie sheet. These can be frozen, thawed when you have guests, and served as an appetizer. They are great to munch while watching television. Baked Banana Pancakes by Charlene Zaja Kraft. This dish looks great and tastes great. You can prepare other breakfast accompaniments while this is baking. You will not need to add butter or syrup. Ingredients: 2 large bananas, 1 cup pecan pieces, 1/2 stick butter, 1/2 cup sugar-free or regular maple syrup, 2 eggs, 2 cups Bisquick, 1 cup fat-free milk, 1 teaspoon vanilla, dash nutmeg. Method: preheat oven to 400 degrees. In heavy iron skillet, melt butter and remove from heat. Swirl the butter around so that sides of skillet are coated. Add maple syrup. Slice bananas evenly and spread over the maple syrup. Sprinkle pecan pieces over the bananas so that they fill in the gaps. In bowl, mix the Bisquick with the eggs, milk, nutmeg, and vanilla. Gently pour batter over the bananas. Wrap foil around the handle of your skillet to protect it from the heat of the oven. Put pan into oven and bake approximately 20 minutes or until a cake tester inserted in the middle of the pancakes comes out clean. Remove from oven. Let sit approximately 5 minutes. Wet a cold knife and run around the outside of the pancake. Invert pancake onto a large platter over the kitchen sink just in case some of the sauce runs out. Cut into 6 to 8 wedges and serve.